Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Actor Richard Kind later on this morning. Also, comedian actor T.J. Miller and comedian actor Bob Saget on the program on this Friday. And we're going to try some of the T.J.'s hot sauce live with him.
He's got a variety. Gave us the variety pack.
Yeah. You're going to try the effing intense ghost pepper type S. That's the name of it. Can't read three of those words.
You going to pour it on your tongue?
And I assume...
I'm not. Oh, I ain't. No, he is.
Extreme Todd, gangster
Todd,
heat.
Todd thinks he can handle the heat.
Well, I'm just going to start with a small dose.
Yeah.
I think we got some chips here.
That's smart.
We do have some chips.
We'll put it on some chips. And you'll get the review live on the air. And immediate reaction.
We're all going to try one. I'm going to try the. I'm going to ask him which is the pussiest taste.
Yes, the weakest.
That's not what I meant.
The weakest.
Let's go. Yeah, or
the non-hottest.
Either one's fine.
What's your Gwyneth Paltrow variety?
I meant weakest. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess the diet or the chipotle is probably.
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Less spicy.
Yeah.
Than the others.
There's a diet.
Yeah, we don't get why hot sauce needs to be diet because you don't put much on there.
Right,
anyway.
In case you want to drink a whole bottle of hot sauce. Right.
And not feel bad about it.
And you're counting calories.
Where do you get these at? This website?
I guess we'll find out.
Oh, the diet means it's zero calories. And the hot, there's zero calories on the other one, too. I think he's messing with us.
Yeah.
The sodium's the same. The carbohydrates are zero. The protein's zero. So I think he's messing with us. Calories per container, 20.
Yeah, but so, the diet has zero.
But so does, no.
And how much is
no,
a,
no, the, no, Todd.
The diet has 20?
The diet has servings per container. No, both of them have zero calories. He's messing with us. He's jacking with us. There isn't diet hot sauce.
That must be the least spicy then.
Yeah.
No, they all have zero calories. You're right.
Yeah, they do. He's messing with us.
He's deceptive.
TJ wouldn't do that.
No.
He's not. That's not his personality at all. Jacking with people. That's a little later on. Also, Richard Kind and Bob Saget. Craig? Friday. Big plans?
Yeah, sure.
Good. Can I come along?
Yeah, but you got to stay, 12 feet away.
12?
I talk loud.
I'm with you. All the time, basically 4 feet away. Unless we're looking at naked people, then I'm on top of you looking at naked people in your computer.
Right, but even then, generally, we're at least spewing at another object that's right in front of our faces, even though it's not a mask.
That's true. It's called a microphone.
Oh.
We're spewing on.
Yeah. And it's got one of these, fancy little coverings on it.
Right. The funny part about this is for a while there, I thought about this earlier, maybe a month ago, I didn't bring it up, but for a while there, we were afraid about being around anybody. And what was staring us in the face in the beginning was we all could have gotten together and drank because we were with each other all the time anyway.
Right.
Not that we wanted to be together after the show, I get that.
No.
But the fact is, really, there were back when you weren't seeing anybody in your life, you weren't even going to driveways, you weren't doing anything. You didn't see anybody except your immediate family. We still could have got together because we do it every damn morning.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
No, it would not have made one difference.
Yeah, and here's why you didn't bring it up. I don't want your house would be the best for entertaining.
Well, we'd still be outside.
I got a nice backyard.
Yeah. That's true.
Y'all can come over.
Nobody wants to. That's not the point.
Wildlife.
The point was we could have done it.
Yeah.
But now we can see other people, so screw that.
When we do take a little summer break, we could all go camping together.
No,
there you go.
Or
something fun.
Or something fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to try to make pizza over the fire pit tonight. That's the big plan.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound easy.
No, it doesn't. Do you have a rack?
This is something that goes over it.
Got
it. When that fails, we're just going to get pizza from someplace else.
I just see the dough falling off the side going right into the fire. Yeah. All right.
Cooking over the campfire is tough because it's hard to regulate the heat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I figured this thing, either the crust is going to just be burnt to a crisp immediately or it's going to take 3 hours to cook.
Well, we'll find
one of the two.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like something to do.
Yeah, it's something
to do. Let's go with that. Yeah. It sounds like something to do.
What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get a big fire going and then let it die down for about an hour or so. And then you got your cooking heat.
I like that idea.
350, 400 degrees.
Just heat it for 10 minutes really hot and eat it.
Just put all the slices on a stick.
There you go.
Hold it over the fire.
Yeah, you can't set it down over a bonfire because it'll just burn up.
I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah.
Because that was the plan.
Try that one first.
Call me and I'll talk you through it.
All right, thanks.
I have more experience cooking food over a fire than anyone here. Which isn't saying much.
No, it's
correct.
Low bar.
The rest of us don't want to do it.
My experience is extended to marshmallows.
Yeah, marshmallows, right.
No, I may have roasted a hot dog.
Oh, a hot dog, yeah.
Over the fire. Roast a weenie. Something.
I like roasting weenies.
I've had chili that's been in a big pot that was in a fire.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah, when I was on the trail back in the day.
right before you got dysentery and died.
Just before the scurvy.
Once we were pushing doggies.
We forded a river. Yeah.
Now, if the campfire's just blazing, I've been known to take like a potato, wrap it up in aluminum foil and just throw it in the middle of the fire. Yeah.
Did that burn up?
No. If you pull it out at the right time, it doesn't burn up.
Well, how long does that take?
You're right there.
It depends on how intense the flame is.
Yeah.
That sounds like a hit and miss kind of deal.
Yeah.
You could put that on a stick, too.
Yes, you could.
Well, you have to. You have to have a stick to get it out.
That makes sense.
Potato on a stick.
You're right. It's a big guessing game, Craig. Because you don't know how hot that fire really is.
Right.
The pizza thing sounds interesting, though. Let me know how that goes.
Unless I take my infrared thermometer.
Don't you have to be really, really close to it, though?
I think so.
It was on this date in 2019. You may remember where you were when the World Health Organization no longer considers being transgender as a mental illness.
Yeah, penis bathroom.
That's when things started going downhill.
Damn right.
Last year on this day.
Yes.
we can nail it down. At Costco, they are going to start giving out their free samples again.
Ah, damn it.
Next month.
Why? You go to Costco still, right?
I do, and I hate the sample thing.
Because other people are doing it?
Because it slows me down. They put them right at the end of the aisle, and then eight people got to line up for their two tiny spoonfuls of yogurt and block my way.
I don't go to Costco.
Get the hell out of the way.
No. But you get a free cube of cheese.
I don't care.
On the end of a toothpick.
Yeah. I like I'd do that. The grocery store, I'll stop at those places because I'm hungry when I'm in there.
Oh, yeah. I'll go.
Little pizza slices or whatever they do. Yeah. I walk past her twice. Sure. You want another one? Sure.
Yeah, I go back with the kids.
But they don't block the aisles because I don't go to the big box stores.
I want to get in, get what I want, and get out, and those things are an impediment.
New rules are going to be in place, but they are not yet being revealed. The only detail out is that members will not be able to pick up a sample with their fingers.
What do you do then? Just with your mouth?
Use a cocktail stick.
Yeah.
It's not a buffet.
I like that commercial.
Right. You eat it right off the plate.
You just
I am amused by that.
I love that commercial. I love that chick. You just bob down on it with your face.
Or maybe they just throw it in.
Yeah. They shoot it off like a little trampoline at you.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Do they do alcohol samples at Costco?
That I've seen. No,
they probably don't want to get the Costco crowd drunk.
The grocery store does that from time to time.
All the time.
I never turn it down.
Neither do I. Yeah, a lot of times they have hotties working those little things, too.
Right.
Yeah, it's not an
accident. Sure, would you like some whiskey? Sure, it's one. Yes. Why not?
I'd love to try.
What's your name?
A shot of whiskey.
I didn't, but since there's two of you behind that, and I can look at both of you.
And chase it with a shot of wine.
Yes. I've done it, yep.
Blood orange flavored liqueur, sir?
Well, we all know this.
Yes, I will.
All those girls that work for the those promotion companies that sell booze are always good looking. Of course I'm stopping.
Yeah, because they probably dress up like Jägermeister girls.
Whatever. They're just
when the bars used to be open.
Sir, would you like a drink? Yes, I would. Yeah, Why not? I'm only walking to my car at 1 in the afternoon. Sure, I'd like a drink.
Only if you join me.
You Uber home from the grocery store?
Only if you join me.
Will you join me, sweetie?
Yeah. One for you?
And then every now and again, you turn the corner and you see, oh, the girls were all busy. It's their boss.
Yeah.
Like that guy we know.
That's right.
Oh, wah, wah. Yeah.
If they did that at Costco, I would be at Costco more for you. I like the food. I'd hang out at the bar.
Nothing against Costco, but those big box stores draw the freebies, right? So,
they draw the crowds, too.
And they want to go get drunk.
I'm not going to know what to order when I can actually go into a bar.
I don't know what,
Can I get a Kirkland and soda?
I know
vodka, please.
Once again, we're talking to a lot of people that go to bars and restaurants. We haven't done it yet. So I don't know if it's 50-50 in this town or we're in a majority of 75-25. But I do see a draft beer on the bar. They always show those photos on Facebook and stuff. Remember what this used to look like?
Mm-hmm.
I drive past a sports bar every day, and there's a lot of people in that thing. And it's like they're living an alternative life than I am.
Yes.
And I don't know how to feel about it because they're allowed to do it, so I can't yell at them. But I don't want to. My wife and I were thinking about going to a fancy restaurant this weekend because we figured the fancy restaurants are going to be a little bit just less people, separated, still going to cost me too much money. So we decided, I said, I'm still not comfortable, and I also don't want to spend $300 between the two of us.
Yeah, see,
or four of us, for that matter.
We were contemplating the same thing because next week is our anniversary.
Right.
And it's 15. It's kind of a milestone,
you
know.
Yeah.
We thought about, well, we could go out to dinner to a nice place. I was thinking about it, but I just don't know.
Yeah.
I really was going to go out this
weekend. I feel about
it. But multiples of five are important.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I never got that.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
All multiples of five are important.
Listen, I love to sit at a restaurant and have a glass of wine, eat a nice meal, but I just kept thinking, I don't know.
I'll wait
another week. I'll wait a week after that. I'll wait. I mean, I could just wait. I can fire up a pizza on the fire and see what happens there. Once again, though, we're talking to a lot of people in all the places we're on the air that are going to restaurants and bars.
I think more people are not going to restaurants
and bars. You don't drive past a bar. You don't drive past the restaurants when I do. The parking lots are packed. Packed.
I don't drive.
That's right.
I drive to work.
And
I drive home,
right.
I drive to the fishing
hole.
Yeah,
you're more isolated than the rest of us. And I don't go to these places. I'm just saying, I'm on the road a lot in the western part of our city, and there's a lot of places.
Today, I'm
packed. Restaurants, sports bars, they're packed.
Going to drive over to the river and take a hike. That'll be the biggest local adventure I've had since I went to the airport in March.
Right.
Sounds like something somebody tells you to do when you lose an argument. Go to the river and take a hike.
Apparently, that's the best hiking around here, in and around the river.
A lot of minor league baseball players not getting paid now.
They cut them.
Not all of them.
They just cut them,
well,
didn't they?
No. They're just not paying them. You don't get cut. You still have to stick with your team. You don't get to go play for another team.
And that's what's crap about that. The Players Association, they never defend these minor league guys. But the fact, I saw that line too. The line just said they were cut. And I'm thinking, well, if they're cut, they could go anywhere they want.
Nope.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, no. We're not going to pay you, but you're still a Tampa Bay Ray eventually.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. What are they supposed to do?
If
you're playing minor
cars.
League ball, you don't have a big savings account.
Well, you're not playing ball.
Well, no, they're getting $400 a week, tops.
But now they cut them. They're not paying them now.
They're now paying, and it's not every minor leaguer. There's still some clubs that are paying them through June or something like that.
Individually?
Yeah, but in a general sense, most minor leaguers not getting paid anymore.
And these baseball, the fans are never going to be on the player's side, and these really rich guys are just, they're screwing this up. They keep saying they're negotiating. But the baseball player says, don't come to us anymore, no more pay cuts. Okay, then don't play baseball.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
And I saw Wilbon a great line about this. People were pissed in 94 when they bailed. They'll be more pissed now because we – and they're on the player's side, but they say, listen, we know the general public is not on millionaire player's side. They ask you to play half your games, get paid less. And that's what people see. If they told us to work 6 months a year and then take the other six off and say, well, we're only going to pay you for half that, well, you know, what's your argument?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got no leverage.
Baseball players, the rich guys have leverage. They just don't play. But if they sit out a season when we really need sports, because they're talking about Korean and Japanese baseball, they're proving they it could be done.
Yeah, it just seems like they're so far apart.
Right. I mean, I'd watch a baseball game. I'm forgetting about the NASCAR races because I'm not a big fan. But if a baseball game's on right now, a U.S. baseball game, I will watch it if it's live.
Yeah, with real Major League Baseball players.
You know, I'll watch the Penguins when they come back. Just to have something on TV, and I will watch a little bit of the NBA. I'll definitely watch the NBA if that comes back, if they go right in the playoffs. And by the way, I didn't want to hammer women's soccer yesterday. To be fair, if guys' soccer was on, I wouldn't watch that either.
No, that could go away completely. I wouldn't miss it.
But whatever, if you like it, that's fine.
Right.
Live sports are great for everybody.
I'm just not a fan.
But baseball's screwing us up.
Well, no sports can end in a 0-0 tie, so what's the difference between watching nothing or soccer?
It's crazy.
Some people are mistaking their stimulus payment for junk and throwing it away.
Oh,
because it's coming in debit card form now.
Plain white envelope that only says Money Network Cardholder Services.
And a lot of that stuff sounds
There's not a check inside.
No.
Just some kind of card thing.
Yep.
No, and people just throw it away.
My mother-in-law. Junk mail. Got the debit card, and she thought it was a scam.
Right? Or somebody's offering you credit, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, and so I don't think they properly inform people that that's how you're getting your stimulus payment now. But apparently the administration has other priorities right now.
None.
We're busy shutting down social media. We don't want to help anybody.
No.
We don't want to invest in our
people. You
have to
protect my lies. You have to protect my lies.
There's only one guy in this country that matters.
That's it. No. And enablers should let them do it.
I'm surprised, though, they don't come in envelopes with his face on them.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Money for you, from me. That would suck to toss it out. Are they able to get it, like, to get him back?
Yeah, imagine going through that, calling in saying, listen, I threw it away.
You get it in February.
Yeah, right. You'll get it in February, right?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In Pennsylvania, one congressman is pretty ticked over a colleague testing positive for coronavirus and not telling anybody at the Capitol.
I was texting, I actually messaged a friend of mine back east that follows us pretty hardcore. I wanted to see if she checked back in. No, she hasn't,
Representative Brian right Sims went on the Facebook
Republican congressman,
live.
Republicans lied, too, by the way.
The Representative Andrew Lewis defended attacks against him by saying, out of respect for his family and those who he may have exposed, he chose to keep his status private.
He exposed his other congressmen, and they went home to their families.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That's
so
not,
don't have respect for them.
That's not something you keep private.
Don't have respect for them. They are chopped liver. And so now the one congressman accusing the other of being dangerously negligent. even said he should be held accountable with jail time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy shouldn't have been going anywhere.
He's a righty. Had to prove to Trump it was cool.
And yeah, that
he exposed the whole Pennsylvania legislature and then their families, too.
It's just the flu.
At least he's not some pussy wearing a mask.
Yeah, that'd be worse
mm-hmm.
if you were a pussy in a mask.
An international team of scientists has confirmed a planet the size of Earth has been found around the closest star in our solar system.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, the closest star in our area, Proxima Centauri. The planet, called Proxima B, has a mass of 1.17 Earths, located in a habitable zone.
That's crazy.
Sounds good.
Let's go.
The planet orbits the star about every 11 days, according to the new paper published in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics.
Who got that? I was looking for that the other day.
I'm hogging that one.
Yeah, he does.
I like that one.
Those are short years.
Yep.
Yep. It's believed this planet could likely be able to support some kind of life form.
We should go there and start over.
It's approximately 4.2 light years from the sun. NASA says that it would take approximately 73,000 years for us to reach the planet without new technology.
Yeah, until we develop the warp speed.
Or you put those astronauts to sleep and they find it, then eventually, of course, then we turn back around here and we'd be done.
Yeah, well, 73,000 years?
That, yeah, we'd be done.
Yeah, if it took them 73,000 years to get there, I figure we would have developed technology by then where we would beat them there.
Oh, we pass them in the way.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us?
They're just sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson just passes you. Hey, what's up, Grandpa?
Look at those sleepy, slow asses. Right. Hey, old man.
But if we had warp speed, it would only take us 4.5 years to get there.
Assuming that we could travel at the speed of light.
I don't know what the maximum speed of the Enterprise was, but I think it went up to warp 8.
Well, nobody's going to argue with you right here, Bob.
Sure, yeah, it sounds good.
So, warp 8.
Watch Passengers, by the way. That's a great movie.
At warp 8, it would only take 6 months to get there.
Yeah, it is.
I love that movie. It's a fantasy piece. It's fun.
Try not to see it on FX, though, because
they chop it up.
No, they digitally insert some underwear on Jennifer Garner.
No, don't do that. Yeah,
where you would normally see
Chris Pratt, Jennifer Garner, Passengers. Watch it on the movie channel. It's really, really good.
Larry Fishburne's in there for a short bit.
Yeah, they're on a big trip where everybody has to fall asleep. And they figured out when their families, I'm not going to give away too much, but all these people, it's a big, you're going to another planet. But you're going to sleep the whole time. And then once you get to that whole planet, everybody you knew is going to be dead back home.
120 years.
Right. And day two of them, actually, well, it's a long story, wake up early.
Jennifer Garner or Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. But it's a really cool movie. The visuals are spectacular.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I liked it. Plus, there's a couple of scenes with her swimming in a pretty skimpy bathing suit. That's nice.
And he's likable. He really is.
He is.
I know why he's a star now. We met Chris Pratt years ago. He was in the studio with us, so John Beasley brought him in.
Before he blew up.
Yeah, but he was a sweet man, nice guy, and I know why people dig him. Oh, the chicks dig him.
He's a global superstar.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Now he got all jacked, and he's an action star.
Right. In that movie, he's cool. Yeah. We also like Richard Kind. He's going to phone a little later on. Bob Saget, T.J. Miller.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Trying some hot sauce
hot
later.
Sauce.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.